Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Macioas. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Sierra. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Heinz Becker. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kell bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Case bunts, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Macioas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jimmy Bloodworth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Richards strikes out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. Cullenbine moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Macioas is 0-for-1 in the game. Macioas hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Eddie Lake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers strikes out. One out. Hank Greenberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbein batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cullenbein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbein hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Cullenbein moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 2 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Macioas is 0 for 2 in the game. Macioas strikes out. 1 out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Richards is 0 for 3 in the game. Richards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Neuhauser strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Lake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lake is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Richards moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross pinch hits for Bob Feller. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. Case strikes out. Two outs. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Macchioz is 0 for 3 in the game. Macchioz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.